Now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 9th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, Fitzroy, 983, slow moving, filling at 984 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Northwest Viking, southwesterly 3 to 5, veering at northeasterly 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain, fog patches, moderate to very poor. Southeast Viking, North Utsira, southerly becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, showers, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. South Utsira, southeasterly 4 to 6, fog patches, moderate to very poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, backing northeasterly 5 to 7 later in far northwest forties in Cromarty, perhaps gale 8 later in Cromarty, showers later, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Plymouth, showers, moderate or good. Biscay, cyclonic 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, cyclonic, mainly west 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in northeast, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, east or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Shannon, showers, good. Northwest Rockall, northeasterly 6 to gale 8, rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Rockall, Malin. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Variable 4 at first in southeast Hebrides, otherwise northeasterly 6 to gale 8, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Fair Isle. Variable 4, becoming northeasterly 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Northwest Fair Isle. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northeasterly 6 to gale 8. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes. Northeast 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Northeasterly 5 to 7, becoming variable 4 later in west, fair, good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, southeast 2, 9 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Stornoway, north, northeast 1, mist, 1 mile, 1009, rising slowly. Lerwick, calm, fog, 100 metres, 1010, rising more slowly. Wick automatic, northwest 2, mist, 1 mile, 1009, rising slowly. Aberdeen, calm, mist, 3 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Lookers, north by east 2, recent fog, 1300 metres, 1010, rising slowly. Bulmer, calm, mist, 1700 metres, 1010, now falling. Bridlington, east by south 3, 1009, now falling. Sandetti light vessel automatic, east 4, 2 miles, 1006. Jersey, east by north 4, 14 miles, 1000, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, east by north 5, 2 miles, 1001. Scilly automatic, east by south 6, mist, 4 miles, 998, falling slowly. Milford Haven, east by south, 3, recent rain, 15 miles, 1,003, now falling. Aberporth, east by north, 2, 22 miles, 1,004, rising slowly. Valley, northeast by east, 1, 12 miles, 1,005, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east, 2, 7 miles, 1,006, rising slowly. Valentia, east, 2, 19 miles, 1,001, now falling. Ronald's Way, east, northeast, 4, 5 miles, 1,006, rising slowly. Malin Head, east by north, 3, 6 miles, 1,007, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by south, 2, 7 miles, 1,007, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 8th of March. The general situation, a complex area of low pressure will be slow moving to the southwest of the United Kingdom. Strong winds and gales will develop later on Sunday and on Monday across some northern waters. Fog patches may also affect the northeast. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-on-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and very poor later. Berwick-on-Tweed to Whitby. East or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 2 later. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable, mainly northeasterly 3 or less later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast 3 to 5, decreasing 2 at times later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or northeast, veering southeast for a time near shore, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later. Showers, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 2 to 4 at first in north, otherwise easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later. Showers at first, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Isle of Man, east or northeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable, mainly northeast 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or northeasterly, backing northerly or northwesterly later, 2 to 4, fair, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable, mainly northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later in northwest, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles, variable 3 or less, becoming northeast 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
He wrote poems, satirical poems, about all kind of things that he found in the newspapers.
History's secret heroes from BBC Radio 4.
That's treason. Treason of the fatherland.
Join me, Helena Bonham Carter, for tales of ordinary people taking extraordinary risks in World War II.
He learned that his sister and his mother had been discovered by the Nazis, and he knew that they'd been taken.
The magazine maker who risked his life poking fun at the Nazis. History's Secret Heroes continues on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on Tuesday afternoon at 3.
Well, it's time for us to part ways for the night. For some of you, it's bedtime. And for those staying up, our colleagues at the BBC World Service will keep you company throughout the night. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From me and Andrew Peach in the newsroom and the whole of the Radio 4 team, have a safe and quiet night. Good night.
I'm Gary O'Donoghue. Undersea cables carry 95% of global internet traffic.
The typical comparison would be like a garden hose. At the very core of it, it's this tiny bundle of optical fibers, think like human hair or smaller.
But they're vulnerable to accidental damage, geopolitical tensions, or even sabotage.
As global tensions rise, it really becomes very murky. It could be considered an act of war if a subsea cable were cut.
And as big tech and governments pour record investment into these cables, are they enough to sustain our future communication needs?
Yes, data cables. Yes, more protected, safer cables under the sea, but also more through the sky and through satellites.
This week on The Inquiry, we're asking, can the world rely on its undersea cable network?
Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The number of people killed in spiralling violence in western Syria has reportedly risen to more than 1,000. A war monitoring group says the vast majority of casualties are civilians from the Alawite minority. The deposed former president Bashar al-Assad is from the sect. Rory Gallimore reports.
Ever since the toppling of the Assad regime late last year, Syria's new Islamist-led authorities have sought to portray themselves as a stabilising force, capable of healing the wounds caused by more than a decade of bitter civil war. Events in the provinces of Latakia and Tartus in recent days are a far cry from that vision. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the security forces have summarily executed large numbers of civilians and looted homes. The violence appears to have been triggered by an attack on government soldiers by gunmen loyal to the old regime.
Iran has given a defiant response to President Trump's warning that it faces possible military action unless it agrees to nuclear talks. In 2018, Mr. Trump withdrew the US from a deal that granted Tehran sanctions relief in exchange for curbing its nuclear program. Now, the Islamic Republic's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says Iran would not negotiate under pressure.
Some bully governments insist on negotiations, but these talks are not aimed at solving problems. Instead, they want to use them to dominate others. By all means, let's negotiate, but let's do so to push for what we want. If the parties sitting on the other side of the table accept, all the better. If they don't, they will take the blame.
The office of the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, says Israel will send a negotiating team to Qatar on Monday to participate in talks to extend the Gaza ceasefire. The announcement comes after Arabic media